רמב"ם עם חומץ ומצה, פרק חס, אין דין חומץ ומצה, פרק זיין, רם פורטרייז דה סדר אנד דה ויריס מצווס ויצ' אר אסושייטד ויז דה סדר. And at the end, at the very end of the Hilchos Chometz u'Matzeh, the Rambam apparently was not satisfied with just stating what the halacha is, but he simply attached a seder, an agoda, to Hilchos Chometz u'Matzeh. I would like to speak about the differences between Rambam's Agoda and our Nusach. Rambam at the end of the conclusion of Chometz u'Matzeh Perek Ches, so appended an Agoda and with the following statement. Nusach Agoda, see the Rambam's statement written by him, Shenoagu bo Yisroel bizman Agolus kachi. What is the Bizman HaGolus? As a matter of fact, when the Rambam speaks about the Seder in the beginning of Perek Ches from Chometz u'Matzeh, so he'll always emphasize and always say that Bizman HaBayis, it was different. For instance, let us analyze it a little more. How many, of course there are differences between the Nusach HaGoda which our ancestors said when the Beis Hamikdash stood on Har HaBayis in the head of Korban Pesach, so to say when the Pesach was a perfect yontif, it means every halachic duty was fulfilled by the people. Is the Ram will always say, for instance, he writes, "Revin is fun of Shulchan Aruch, v'ol of more v'yerek achya, u'matzo v'chareses, v'gufi shol skevus haPesach." ובשר חגיגו של ים ארבו עשור פרק חס הלוך אלף ובזמן הזה מביאים על השולחן שני מיני בוסר אחד זכר לפסח ואחד זכר לחגיגו. So the Ram does not describe here the Seder of בזמן הזה, but on the contrary he describes the Seder of Pesach, the Seder of the Seder during the time of the Beis HaMikdash. And he adds that Bizman Hazeh, it is different. So this Seder that the Ram portrayed is the one which our ancestors, our forefathers, observed in Jerusalem 2,000 years ago. This is the real Seder, the genuine Seder. However, Bizman Hazeh, it's not genuine, it's not perfect, because something is missing. So, right here, Seder Asiyah is mitzvah Seilu Be'ul Chamisho Asakachu. This is the Seder. B'tchilo meizgim kos lechol echad v'echad. As if nothing had happened. Exactly they used to do what we are doing now. U'vor be'er pragofen ve'emor olof kiddush hayim u'zman yaknahaz yakaz u'zman v'sheiser v'hakach mevim mevorech ha'ontilas yodayim v'netil yodov u'mevim shulchan aruch. The role of Moria is the car. The Yerek, Achir, not Moria, Umatu, Harises, the Goofy Shot Keves Apesach, Upsach Gigo Shoyima Boso. No, what kind of a Seder is it? It's not our Seder. It's a Seder of the people who work on temporaries of the Beis HaMikdash. But he learned, Bizman Hazeh, it has been altered. It is not the same. Bizman Hazeh, Mevim al Ashulchan Shnei Mine Boso, Echot, this is Shnei Tamshul, Echot Zeichal Le Pesach, Echot Zeichal Le Vili. Is the frame of reference is the Pesach Yerushalayim. The frame of reference. Within this frame of reference, from time to time, the Rambam points out that Bizman Hazeh is different. Then for the Shabbat Alelis, when the Echlim Bosa Tzoli Sholuk Umvushal. This is the Kasha which is related to the Korban Pesach. Because we have no Kasha related to Korban Pesach for simple reason, because we have no Korban Pesach. But Bizman Abayis, they used to ask a question which was exclusively dedicated to the Psara Pesach. Then Vimer Pamachas Shabchalis, when you echlim Bosa Tzoli, Sholok Vushal, Valaila Hazeh Kulo Tzoli. Then Aloch Gimel, he makes the following modification, again the same modification. Bizman Hazeh, in the Imer Valaila Hazeh Kulo Tzoli, Shein Lono Kom, Umaschel Bignus, Shein Lono Kom. So he skips the question. It's again, the normal, the frame of reference is Manabayis. Manazeh is an exception to the ordinary, an exception. Next, 27, he speaks about lifting the matzah and the pesah, the matzah and the moria. When moria zeh shaneichem al shumar, matzah zeh shaneichem al shumar. He said again, umar zeh ashulchan lefonov, ואם הפסח זה שונה איכלים, על שם שפסח הקדוש ברוך הוא, על מי אבות אביסינו במצרים. שנאמר, אבל מה אתם זה לך פסח? ונדון הגיון, הוא עושה, בזמן הזה, אם הפסח שהיו אביסינו איכלים, בזמן של סמיר של קיום, על שם שפסח. נת פסח זה שונה איכלים, אבל פסח זה שהיו אביסינו איכלים. הגיון. The normal frame of reference is פסח בזמן הבאיס. An exception to the rule is the Pesach Bezman Hazeh. Next. Baruch Atah Hashem Elokeinu Chol Yom Asher Golanu Begolus Avosinu Mitzrayim Vegi'onu Balayla Hazeh Lechol B'Matzah U'Morer. It's good. This is in Beis HaMikdash. U'Bezman Hazeh Meisif Kein Ad Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Avosinu Yageinu L'Mi'ad U'Golim Acherim הבורים לקרסים ושולים, שמחים ויהי נערך ושעשם על יסחר ונערך לשם מן הזוח ומן הפסוחים כיסו ברוך את השם גאול ישראל ומבור הבריר הפרקפים ושי סייגן. The normal broche is the one which used to be recited by our ancestors in Yerushalayim. We don't do that because what we will say, we cannot say anything which would contradict historical reality, so we say it a little different. What? I don't hear you. Which word? We go on, aval hazeh lechol b'matzim reyim. The Rambam is me. We go on, aval hazeh lechol b'matzim reyim. Why not Pesach? This would be indicative that actually the bracha is also Bizman. The Nuschoi, I mean, it is related not to Zman Abayis, but Zman Hazeh. But in Rambam, if you read Rambam, it's a good question. Bizman Hazeh, Meisif, Kein Ad Hashem Elokeinu Elokei Aviseinu Yageinu Levadu Golem Acher. Bizman Hazeh, apparently. But he has the Nuschoi, the universal Nuschoi, is Vigyonu Alayla Hazeh Lechol B'Matzim U'Morayam. It's a good question. You see, in the Mishneh, in order to clarify the matter, in the Mishneh is Bishama Emrim, Ani Rav Akiva, Yev Agmar Rav Agmar Pesachim, Yev Agmar Pesachim, Ani Rav Pesachim. The Mishneh is like that. Excuse me. In the Mishnah is like that. The Chesem Begula, the Mishnah Daf Kuf Yud Tes Zayin, Kuf Tes Zayin, Amet Beis. The Chesem Begula. What does he say? Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Taf Meir, Asher Golonu, Begola, Avisenu Mitzrayim, Avisenu Mitzrayim, Velei Hoya Chesem. It was a broche Ktsore, not a broche Aruchai. Rabbi Kivei, he transformed this broche in a broche Aruko. It means which contains not only Shevach, but Eidoye as well, not only Shevach and Eidoye, but Bakosh and Tfilah as well. Rabbi Kivei, Kein Adishem, Lekein Laki Aviseinu, Yageinu Lemeadim, Yelagolim Acherim, Aboim Likroseinu Lesholim, Smeichim Bivinyan Erecho, Vesosim Bavedesecho, Veneichal Shom. Minapsochim, Ad Goal Yisrael. Is most of Shinim interpreted as a machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Kivei, whether the brocha Shagolon or Golas Hosein in Mitzrayim is a brocha Ktsore, Pesachas Beboruch and Chisemes Beboruch. There is no element of Bakoshe or request in the brocha. But it's a brocha Mishachiyon. This is Rabbi Tafen Shittim. Rabbi Tafen says, no, it's a brocha rucho. The brocha rucho is not only Shevach, but Abakoshe too. And hence, that is the reason why, according to Rabbi Kivei, this is our minhag, the brocha is a brocha rucho. Wherever there is Shevach and Bakoshe intertwined, intermingled, it is a brocha rucha. The Rambam interprets that this is not, there was no machlekes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tav. It was a question, I mean, revolved about the problem of when the brocha was. Who was formulated. According to Rabbi Meir, the broche is an old broche of the Pesach, which they used to celebrate, I mean, in Yerushalayim, when the Beis HaMikdash was still on its place. Is according to Rabbi Meir, the whole broche consisted in just a shevach, words of praise and gratitude, for making us survive and celebrate Pesach. And that's all enough. Yeah. Rabbi Akiva, it was Lachachum, Rabbi Akiva, of course. So Rabbi Akiva added, no, you cannot say, you cannot, so to say, forget that it's a time of, that we live in time of Chum and crisis, and it would be most appropriate for us to extend the broche, to make a broche aruche out of this broche, in order to insert a tefillah to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that history should change, and that the Melech HaMashiach should come, and the Beis HaMikdash will be restored to its previous glory. Yeah. That, as a matter of fact, if you take a look in the Pirush HaMishnayis, I believe so, is the Rambam, I don't remember exactly which words he uses. The Rambam interprets like that. It's not a question of the Achlekes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Tarfon. Rabbi Tarfon, in a matter of fact, Rabbi Tarfon, the Gemara told Rabbi Tarfon was a Kain, Rabbi Tarfon Shimeish Beveis HaMikdosh, that once had many shailas about Mumin. Who is about Mum, who is not about Mum, he used to address to Rabbi Tarfon because he remembered, I mean, the all those shailas, I mean, since his days as a young Kain in Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Tarfon was much older than Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva already was, Rabbi Akiva was born, he was Lachachum. Already Rabbi Akiva was already, belonged to a generation, a post-Chum generation, Rabbi Akiva. It is Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Tarfon, they had no need for the to convert the bracha of Nasher Golonu into a bracha ruche, the bakoshe, there is no need for bakoshe. A contrabatav. A contrabatav, you see that the Asher Golonu contains not only Idoe for the Nisim and the Flores, which HaKadosh Baruch Hu performed for us in the past, but a Bakoshe for the Gula Shlishis, for the real Gula, for the genuine, I mean, redemption of the people. Unbinyan Beis Hamikdash. פינה לשם אלוקינו, יגענו מעט ולכל המחירים, עוברים לסלם שואלים, שמחים בבניין ערכו, וסוסים בבית ישכו, ונכה שם מן הזבוכים, מן הפסוכים, אשר יגיע דום ומרתיר מזבחה חולו רוצה. נתיר מזבחה חולו, this is the reason, why the reason, לכו במצו מורה, or you don't say, לכו בפסח מצו מורה, because this broche, I mean, a contra בטרפו, included Abakoshe, included already the times, particularly Rabbi Akiva. According to Rabbi Akiva, the Dizbroch Melashor Golonu addressed itself to the historical situation of Chum. And Rabbi Akiva inserted a special Bakoshe for that. They cannot think. During the times of Rabbi Akiva, so he couldn't say we gone away as el as shon as a gadol gadol so saying gone away as el akhd matzem mor va pesach ad gvaz ma pesach is only a contract to it in the first part you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the chesed which he bestowed upon you. The chesed which he bestowed upon us consists of one thing, that we survived, you survived. And we celebrate another maid, another Pesach. If you want to, why is it so important? Because on Pesach HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed mitzvahs, and the matzah morer. For matzah morer we thank thee, because actually we don't allow that the lechel be matzah morer. However, Pesach could not be mentioned, because Pesach, the Bishamish, is in debris, in ruins. You cannot say that, thank you for Pesach. This would not be true. So in the appendix, he added right away a second part, Bakoshe, which refers exclusively to Pesach. Akina Hashem Lekeinu, Yavin Lemad Lom Acheir, Abun Hashem, Smeich Mevi in Erechu, Vesach Vesach, Venech Hashem Minat Zvachim Minat Psochim. Matzo Morer doesn't mention Venech Hashem Minat Zvachim Minat Psochim Matzo Morer. Because Matzo Morer already thanked HaKadosh Baruch Hu from before. The only question is, what is the Bakoshe? The Bakoshe does not revolve around Matzah Morer, but Bakoshe revolves about what? About being a Mikdash, Mechurbonei, about the restoration of the Beis Hamikdash. This is the Rambam, and it fits very well in the Mishnah. Did you see what the Rambam says in Pirkei Mishnah is? No? Well, if I could just a minute. Here it is. V'aloche k'Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam here says v'aloche k'Rabbi Akiva. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis would appear, would be divided. The Rambam in Pirush HaMishnayis gives us the impression as if there is a disagreement between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi Akiva. No, the way he formulated it in Mishneh Torah, it's no disagreement between Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva. It's only Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva speak, each one speaks of a different period, of a different era. The pre-Churban era and the post-Churban era. It's the pre-Churban era is Rabbi Tarfon's Nusche, the proper Nusche. If the Mishneh speaks of after Churban, of the period which followed Churban, or Rabbi Akiva's Bakoshe, it fits in this frame of reference. So, just a moment. Where is it? Yeah. Fine. By the way, I mean, while we are busy with explaining the Machlekes Rabbi Tarfon and Rabbi Akiva, I would like to add the following. What Rabbi Akiva added is not just because it is Pesach night, it's proper to say it, to be mispalel, to address our prayers to God that the Beis HaMikdash is Chorev. Beis HaMikdash is Chorev, and ask him to accelerate the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash and so forth. This is not because Pesach, and Pesach night, I mean, is there are Yom Tevim which Yechum Beis HaMikdash per se is not, which are not, we haven't been affected so much by the Yechum Beis HaMikdash as Pesach. The whole Pesach was a different one in Beis HaMikdash, in Yerushalayim, Bizman Shel Yerushalayim, where Hoysar Ben Yonah, who was on its place, the Beis HaMikdash. So a different Pesach. Basically, people, the Jews, the contemporaries of Beis HaMikdash, couldn't imagine a Pesach without a Korban Pesach. Without his Korban Pesach, it was not Pesach. The Pesach was not completely dislocated, and they simply did not feel the Kedusha Sacharach the way they used to experience before the Korban Beis HaMikdash. Now, of course, is Abakoshe for the restoration of the Beis HaMikdash is in place. Rabbi Akiva's Bakoshe. But I believe there's more than that. Rabbi Akiva apparently that in Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim, there should be the Malchus, the Geule Aside, and the Malchus of Beis David and the Bein HaMikdash is a part of Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Maschil begnus misayim b'shvach. What's b'shvach? Yitzein Hashem Kishim Yod Chazok Yisrael Nituyo. Or Ma'aram Yidoy Vayirat Mitzrayim. Is in the b'shvach. In the b'shvach is also we must in but maschil begnus misayim b'shvach is more than that. Maschil begnus the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim should begin with the humble origin of the Am Yisrael, and finish not only with Mitzrayim, the Yitzach Hadash Ba'achav. No, this is not a shvach we are so proud of. Not the Yitzach Hadash Ba'achav finish. Finish with Fistik Neilam B'Malchus Shaddai and the Gula Aside of the whole world and the being Beis HaMikdash. Rabbi Akiva have a Meisiv, what is more? Rabbi Akiva have a Meisiv, Kein Hashem Kein Yagen L'Madon L'Golem Acherim Smeichim B'Vin Nerecho V'Sosim B'Aved Yosecha. This is a part of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. How do I know that? Of the Gula Aside. How do I know that? As the Gula Aside, the mention of the Gula Aside, and our profession of faith in the Gula Aside, and also the tefillah, the Gula Aside should arrive as soon as possible. Yes. How it belong into the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, into the system of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim? How do I know that? What Masr Muslim Sayyim Bishwach? Somebody can say Shwach means what happened in Mitzrayim 4,000 or 5,000 years ago? So a reinterpretation of the semantics of Bishvach, Mitzrayim Bishvach, it's more than just Shvach. Not Shvach is so important. Is as important. Important is that there is a second Ilam B'Malchus Shaddai. How do I know that? I'll give you. I have a very simple proof of that. That Dakos Shlishi, Dakos Revi, there's no mention of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not a word. In Rambam, not a word, because the Rambam has no Halal HaGadol. The Rambam has Kos Revi, he hasn't got a Halal HaGadol, should be recited of Dakos Revi. Nor does the Rambam have Nishmas, where Mitzrayim is mentioned. Nishmas. Yeah. All the Rambam has Halil, from the Rambam Kosrevi, you recite the Kosrevi Hallel, means Leilonu, until the end, you say Ya'alucho, Melech Mulo, but his brachas in Gudbar. So can you find the Yisipu Yitzias Mitzrayim in the second half of the Hallel, which we recite over the case Revi, a mention of Sipu Yitzias Mitzrayim? Not a single mention. Not like a tzimmer. So what is the answer? The answer is already, the answer is no. And it might be that this is the machlekes b'shamay and b'shilel, how much Hallel, how many psalms of Hallel you say over the second course. The name of the Mashiach Hadash Haloko. According to b'shilel, you say two chapters. Hallel Avdei Hashem, b'tzis Yisroel Mitzrayim. According to Beis Shammai, you say only one chapter. Halu alu al Hashem, Yishim Hashem v'yach matadino, Mid Hashem v'yach matadino. B'tzei Yisroel v'mitzroim, he leaves for the Kos Revi. Why is it? Because according to Beis Shammai wanted that the Kos Revi should also, the Shira of the Kos Revi should include at least a reminder or a doe of Yitzias Mitzrayim. And that's why B'Shamay said that the B'Tis Yisrael Mitzrayim is a part of the Hallel which I recite over the Kos Revi, when apparently B'Shamay didn't care about it. The Kos Revi is a paradoxical. Kos Revi is one of the four cases of Shogulo. It means the Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim is divided into four parts, and the fourth part is Hallel, but a very funny Hallel. A Hallel which has no, where Mitzrayim is not mentioned. You start Lelon, Hashem Lelon, Kleshim Chotein Tovim, you start. So the answer is, as the Agula is mentioned in the fourth verse, not Mongula, mentioned in the fourth verse. I mean, well, for instance, we say, Hallel and Hallel Godel and Nishmas. And even according to the Rambam, Agula is mentioned. The Rambam has no Hallel Godel nor Nishmas. Gula is mentioned in Hallel itself, in the Leilonon, Hallel which begins with Leilonon. But it is Gula Asida. And it's a Dova Poshet, not a Chachmei Kabbalah, that the first course is the Gula Asida. If Yitzias Mitzrayim, so this proves the following premise, that namely, that Gula Asida is a part of Maschul Begnus Mitzrayim Mishvach. Mitzrayim Mishvach means in universal terms, in cosmic universal terms. The Malchus Yisrael HaKadosh Baruch Hu will spread and include everybody, not only man, but any living thing. Yeah. No. Rabbi Akiva already starts, introduce this motif from Tikkun Olam v'Malchus Shaddai, introduced it, Rabbi Akiva, into this Baruch Asher Golonu of the second course. So the second course is Yagein Hashem Elokeinu Miyadim L'Golam Acherim Avon L'Sein L'Sholim Smeichim B'Mviyan Erechem V'Sosim V'Dezecho, which means then the Gula will be complete. And then the Gula Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim will reach its apex. And then then its Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim will fulfill. Venedelocho, when this Gula will come around, will finally be realized, the great universal Gula. Venedelocho, is just of a transient character. Mm-hmm. Of a transient character. When then you say Shiro Chadosha. But when the Gula is permanent, and total, is then is not Shir Chadasha, but a stronger noun, apparently, Shir Chadasha is a stronger noun. Then it is Shir Chadasha. And interesting is how they interpret the Agoda. Lefikoch anachno chayom leyes lalo shabir alfoel reymel vorech lalo lakavis nish yosu ala vesein anisim reylu vitzonu mavdus lachirus miyog nisim chomishibi lugulo. He speaks about what gulo, about Mitzrayim. It's like in the second course is Mitzrayim. The whole Sipur, is related to Mitzrayim. So he says lefikoch, after telling, narrating the great miracles which happened to Mitzrayim before the Exodus, yes, this itself generates an obligation or a duty on our part to say Shire, to recite Shire. But what kind of a Shire? Shire Chadasha. But not Shir Chodesh. The name of one of Shir Chodesh, Halalukov. Because we are speaking about Gulas Mitzrayim. Gulas Mitzrayim was a transient character. It's the Shir which we sing Takash Boru. I mean, because of the Gulas Yetzias Mitzrayim, is connected exclusively, I mean, in the second course. When Alu Abdi Hashem and the Mitzvah of Mitzrayim is connected exclusively with the Tzias Mitzrayim and the splitting of the sea, I mean the Kriyas Hayom. Does not include yet, our Shira does not include yet our faith and our belief that the Gula will be completed in the future. It will become universal and almost cosmic, the Gula, include everybody. It's only over the second course we deal exclusively with Yetzias Mitzrayim, the name Alephon of Shiro, Chadosho, Halloko. What is the Shire? The two Psalms of Halloko, the two chapters of Halloko. Halloko, Alu, Alu, Hashem, Yishem, Hashem, Veroch, and Betzei Yisrael, Mitzrayim. Just a minute. When you get to Asher Golonu, the Golas of Yisrael in Mitzrayim, after you are through with the Shire, which is related to Yitzias Mitzrayim, you begin to say the Broche. Asher Golonu, the Golas of Yisrael in Mitzrayim. The Gona, Lala, Zeh, Lechol, Beimatze, Morah. Rabbi Tachman does not have to review or to repeat what kind of a Shira will say. As a contrast, it's only one short brach. Rabbi Akiva have a message. Rabbi Akiva extended the brach. What Rabbi Akiva yemir? Kein Hashem v'kein yadeinu l'miyadim v'l'golem acherim avavoyim v'tosein v'sholem. But this is just a personal, private bakoshim. But I want that I should survive and be able to celebrate the next holiday. Kein Hashem v'kein yadeinu l'miyadim v'l'acherim avavoyim v'tosein v'sholem. Smeichin b'vinyan arecho. Not Gulas Mitzrayim already. Smeichin b'vinyan arecho. V'sosim b'avedo secho. V'nei Hashem min azuachim, min apsochim. Asher yagi adomo martir mizbechacho l'rotze. It means the third Bishamigosh will be rebuilt. V'nei delocho shom shnei delocho. Shir chodosh al gulaseinu v'avdus nafshenu. Boruch ato ad Hashem goal Yisrael. Rabbi Akiva's Shir is already not related exclusively to Mitzrayim, but when it says Smeichim b'vinyan arecho v'sosim b'avedo secho, it means being in a Migdosh. What the restoration of the Migdosh means to us, I don't have to tell you that. This means the Gula Asidi. Gula Asidi means not a provincial Gula, not a limited Gula, and not a transient Gula, but it's the great Gula which redeemed the whole world. That is called Shir Chodesh, stronger, more potent. Zoreda Rav Ative introduced into the Agode the motif of Bias HaMashiach, Melech HaMashiach, and being, even though, I mean, we are dealing with an event in Mitzrayim, which is gigantic and very powerful in itself and justifies Shire, but we are not satisfied with the Shire which is related to Mitzrayim next to him. We want more. And this is Rabbi Akiva's motif, which was introduced. Then when we come to the fourth course, I mean the third course is occupied, is taken by Birkas HaMozon. But when you come to the fourth course, so you remind yourself of the promise that Rabbi Akiva made. When the great Gula will be realized, then to be a Shir Chodesh. And this Shir Chodesh will begin to say immediately over the fourth class, of the fourth class, what is the Shir Chodesh? According to Rambam, the rest of the Hallel, Lelona Hashem Lelonu, Kudishim Chatein Tovet, Al Chaz the Chol HaMetecha. Who buys the rest of the Hallel, according to Rabbi Akiva's Shir Chodesh, because Halu, because apostrophe in Hallel. Why the first two chapters in Hallel belong into the group of Shiro Hadosha? Correct? And the Hallel, which begins with Leilonu, beholds the vision of the of Bias HaMashiach, Gula Seilom. And it is called Shir Chodesh. Why is it so again? Because it's a pasuk. Halus Hashem kol geim shapchu kol lumim ki goval in chazde v'emes Hashem leila malukol. Halus Hashem kol geim. It's actually he addresses himself to the entire mankind, to humanity, to all nations. Not only we, I mean, because the Gula is not only a private Gula, just for some people, but it will be a general, universal Gula for everybody. And God's truth, includes everyone. How we call? This apparently, but we pick up the motif already in Rabbi Akiva's Skin Hashem Kenya Gain and Madam Gonam Achim on Shalom. Smech me in a rechel with Sosim Bavedosech. What do you mean? Yeah, of course. I mean, the fact is that at the end, correct. The fact is that at the end of the Agode, we speak exclusively of Bina Beis Hamikdash and the Gula Asiri, exclusively. All right, we call it Payet, but this Payet was written by the Gedalia Paitonim, I mean, the Vayi Bechatzi Alaylo and all those were written by Yesi Ben Yesi, the Gedalia Paitonim, Yesi Ben Yesi. Why suddenly we remind ourselves after the Seder? But after we finish Melech Mugrul Batish Boches, this is a different story, what Broche, how the Chesime over the fourth course should be formulated. It's a different story. But after we finish the course review, is that who you've never seen before, we are speaking already about in an eschatological era, suddenly, I mean, there is a change from natural historical events into eschatological events, into a new era. Asher ulei yim v'lei lailo. It means it will be a strange time, but a great time, the time of the Gula Asiya. Might, yes. But this is how the Rambam interprets the machlekes between Rabbi Tarf and Rabbi. It's not a machlekes. According to Rabbi Akiva, before I conclude my shire over the second course, a shire which is related to Gulas Mitzrayim, I pick up another shire. Which this duty has got to be discharged. of the Beis Hamikdash Rekayon. I just pointed out that the Rambam has one is the state, the Kare was different. We have on the Kare Azrei and Abeitze or Shnei Mini Boso in Beis Hamikdash during the time of the Beis Hamikdash. They used to have on the Kare, on the Shulchan, instead of Shnei Tavshinu, the Gufi Shor Pesach and the Gufi Shor Chagiga. Very simple, of course. Of course, during the time of Beis Hamikdash, we used to say Pesach Shana Echnim Al Shuma. Now you might not say Pesach Shana Echnim Al Shuma. We have to say Pesach Shana Echnim Al Shuma. I mean, it's very simple things. When also the Pesach is not Aviseinu Yechdem. It's very simple things. Then, of course, Bizman Azeh, when you get to the Sude, what do you do? I'll just limit myself to the Rambam. What do you do? You wash, you may have made Selechem in Oretz Nachilas Matzeh, you have three Matzeh or two Matzeh. And you eat, we are making the mitzvah in Achilles Matzah, then comes Morer, and after Matzah and Morer, comes Terech. Bizman Shus Mishu Yekayom, the way I'm following the Rambam's, the Rambam's sequence, so to say, order. Bizman Shus Mishu Yekayom, they used to eat, first of all, Pesach, Chizdige. First of all, take a look now. No, first of all, matzah, and then matzah, either matzah and morer together or matzah more separately. Matzah, and then matzah sumreim, and after matzah umorer, he eats the Pesach and the Zevach. In a Pesach nechol el ala sever. In a word, they used to eat Pesach in the contemporaries of the Beis Hamikdash ate Pesach. We eat matzah, we have only a zecha le Pesach, zecha le Mikdash, which comes to expression according to the Rambam in Kerech. But with Manshmish Mishu Kayim, there was no need for Zechel Mikdash. You had the Pesach on the table in front of you. And then also there's a difference between with Manshmish Mishu Kayim and our time, there's another difference with regard to the Afikiman. With Manshmish Mishu Kayim, what was the Afikiman for? What did the Afikiman consist of? Because I is Pesach. Bizman Azeh, it's Matzah. Yeah. But, of course, I mean, if there was a Pesach, the people used to eat the Pesach. There was no need for any symbols or substitutes for Pesach, Zechel and Midrash and so forth. Yeah. But basically, in the Agoda itself, there is very much difference between Mizmanash Mishamish Yerkayom or Bizman Azeh. Slight differences which are not important at all. The only major difference is Rabbi Tarfon Rabbi Kiv. According to Rabbi Kiv, there is a new dimension actually in Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, and this is the Gugula Hasidim, and Bizman Sheim Bizman Migdash Kayim, we have to pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for the restoration of the Beis Hamikdash. So there will be the Dan's Zman Shus Hamikdash, or Yekayom, we would not say Kina Hashem Kina Yageinu Ma'ad Mokam Acherim, but we will simply do the way Rabbi Tarfon advised us to do. Namely, just Abroch HaKtzor. Now the Rambam, the Rambam in Da'agode, Nusach HaGode Shenuagu Bo Yisrael Bezman HaGoles Kachi. מס תפילה על כוס שני, על כוס שני, I mean, that this is the course from the Agode, from the Sipur Agode. Ve'emer, apparently immediately before he sits down to the Kosheni, Ve'emer be'ilu yotsu aveseinu mimitzray. Ah? Yotsonu, you heard it. Be'ilu, be'ilu yotsonu, yotsu aveseinu, yotsonu mimitzray. This is, what is it? What is this? Well, why is it so important? We don't say it at all. Why is it so important? But the Rambam, it's a headline in Rambam. Before anything else, say, Masril al-Ke Sheni, Ve'imra be'ilu yotzonu mimitzrayim. What does correspond in our Agoda to this Rambam's be'ilu yotzonu mimitzrayim? What corresponds in our about a parallel expression? No. There is apparently it's not just a phrase which the Rambam adapted and for the reason if this is a phrase in the Rambam's Agoda, apparently we have a similar phrase. Parallel to this one. Where do you say this? My opinion is if you have it here, I'll take it about it. For Lachmaya, does Ram have? Where's Lachmaya? At the very beginning. For Lachmaya, the Chol HaVesonu Barad Mitzrayim, Kol Dechfin Yesu V'Lichel, Kol Dechfin Lepesach Yesu V'Yivsach, Hoshato Ocho V'Shon Edasu Barad Yisrael, Hoshato Avdil V'Shon Asasu B'Michel. What is the Bebilu? Actually, let's understand. What is the bevilu? Bevilu. What is it? Semantically, what is it? Beholo. Bevilu beholo. Aramaic bevilu. Beholo. What is beholo? Beholo is chippos. Correct? Beholo is chippos. Chippos. And most probably is that this is Lachemeni. What is Lachemeni in the Gemara list of interpretations? Lachemeni, Lachem Shaloni, Shemen Dvai, Yash, Yayin, Shemen, one does not discharge his duty because it is a machloshio anyway. But the pshat from Lachmo Anyo, the way it appears in our Agoda at the very beginning of the Seder, after I get through with this course of Kiddush, I start with Levi Avizor Lachmo Anyo, but the Rambam, the whole Lachmo Anyo, is prefaced with three words, namely, Bevilu Yotzu Mitzrayim. Bevilu yotzu holach ma'anyo, bevilu yotzu minetzrayim, or bevilu yotzu minetzrayim viholach ma'anyo, da chora v'sono. What is the combination? Why is it necessary? In my opinion, what does it actually mean, ki b'chepozen yotzosu meretz mitzrayim? B'chepozen yotzosu meretz mitzrayim? This actually, the whole Lachmo Anyo, and mainly the Bebilu Yotzim Mitzrayim, is associated, of course, with Bechipozen, and with Rabbi Gamliel's Maimer, that Kol Mishu Leomar Shedvore Melu BaPesach LeYotzo Yidechi Vosev Elim Pesach Matzim More. So let us leave out Pesach and More, but concentrate on Matzim. Matzu Zusha Neichlim Al Shemo. Matzu Zusha Neichlim Al Shemo. Ashum Sheposach Akonano. Ashum Shlihispik Bitzeke Shalavisenu Lehachmit. Achinira Leem. Mach Lochim Akodesh Boru. Ugolom. Shinema Vayifu is a man as a botzik. Ugis Matzis Kalechomets. Kigirshim Mitzrayim. Vasmea Vigam Tedor Leosolahem. Yes, sir. All right. And this is banished the Bilu, Yotzosem Mitzrayim. They did not have the time even to bake the matzah. They had to interrupt the affairs of matzahs, the baking of the matzahs in preparation of food, and leave Mitzrayim immediately. B'chatzeis. This is Bilu, Yotzosem Mitzrayim. And that is why, and this Holach Mahanya, the Cholav Sinu Barad Mitzrayim, in general, with regard to Lach Mahanya, I want to make the following remark. Oshate Hoche, called it Tichvin, Yeser Yechel, called it Tzrit, the Tzrich, Yeser Yivsach, or Tzorch, Pesach Yeser Yivsach. Why is it necessary to say? Is in my opinion, we say it in order to meet a requirement which the Rambam considers it very important with regard to Yom Tov in general. The Rambam is a very explicit, unequivocally formulated, no ambiguity. The Rambam shita is that Simcha Yontev can only be fulfilled, the duty be fulfilled, if I let somebody else participate in it. Suppose, Samachto Ato Vilcho, Vaaldocho Vamoscho, Vaagir Asher B'Sharecho, Vaalevi Asher B'Sharecho, Tuna Chelek V'Nachlo Imoch. So the Rambam says that in Rigolim, with regard to Rigolim, is Chamitzuch and Ali El Regu and Korban Simche and the offering of Chagiges, the regal was the time of Akolas Korbanes, of offering many sacrifices. It's the mitzvah. Uvosel Aveso. And this is the mitzvah Simche and the mitzvah Chagige and the mitzvah Felasriye. I mean, it cannot be fulfilled, cannot be achieved, if the Rambam says, nail basically, if he closes his door and doesn't let anybody in. And the Rambam is very sharp in that, The Rambam is very sharp. That there is no, he calls it Simchas Kreise. Simchas Kreise, the Simcha of his own organism, but of his own, takes care, he takes care only of his own needs. Does not. He has no sympathy for the suffering of others. All right? Yeah. Domes, we will read it. Interesting is? Just run it. Tell me, is the after of Shabbos Agoru, is mentioned the Pesuk Yechol Shulchan Yismol Litzike, or this entail this? Excuse me. This is the Pesuk is entail this. Yeah, but anyway, is the mitzvah for Simcha Yontev can be achieved only if the one who is capable of indulging in Simcha and in feasting invites aniyim, poor people who are not capable of doing that, to participate in the festivities, and he let them enjoy the food and his home, and Yom Tov. I mean, this is the mitzvah Simcha. Our Rambam says, "Avul mishem neir, whoever closes his doors, is ein ze simchas shel mitzvah, elo simchas kreise." The simcha of his own belly, as the Rambam says, is what. So what has it got to do? I believe that Pesach di matzah is a similar mechayev as far as tzedakah is concerned. The matzah Pesach is a mechayev in tzedakah. It generates a chiyuv tzedakah, it precipitates a chiyuv tzedakah. On the part of all of us, matzah has the same quality as Yom Tov in general. Yom Tov, it generates a chiyuv tzedakah. This is the key in Yom Tov. Tzedakah and Yom Tov is not, as I said before, it's not just Of course, it's very good. It's nice, noble. If I let others share in my wealth and my and the things which I enjoy, it's very well. It's very important. But I mean, it's not its dock. Its dock is always important, in particular Yom Tov, it's certainly important. But I think in the Kiyum, from the Gedushas Hayeim, from Simchas Yom Tov, as the Rambam says, the Simchas Yom Tov is the reason of Kiyum from Simchas Yom Tov, unless Simchas Yom Tov goes hand in hand with its dock, with help extended to the people who cannot afford to enjoy the Yom Tov as beautifully as he can.
Huh?
Oh, yeah, really for your question? All right. And the Chayiv is Meach. Chayiv is Meach, he is duty bound. As it's Doki duty. Doki and Yontef is a separate Chayiv. Avo Mishnei El Dals is Chatzerei. Mishnei El Dals is Chatzerei.
Yeah.
Exactly. It's not a simchas mitzvah, it's a simchas from his own belly. All right. It's selfish and it does not kiyum tzedakah. It does not kiyum simcha. All I want to add is, the Hu HaDavar, this exactly fits not only all the Yom Tovim, but Pesach as well, and in a double capacity. First of all, Pesach is a holiday. A Yom Tov is like another Yom Tov. But this, the duty of Tzedakah, because Yom Tov begins the first day Yom Tov in the morning. At the time when the Jew is ready to go into the Azore, fulfill Riyas Ponim, and begin to offer his Kobones, the Resri and the Shom HaChagig and so forth. Then, if the korm is nechol, is consumed by the balim, by the people who brought the korm, the balei korm, is the balei korm should invite Aroni v'ageir v'alevi, I mean, to share with him, I mean, the good things which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon him. Yeah. also. In general, I mean, according to the opinion, that in general one must not eat unless he invites others, I mean, to participate in the same meal, to share with the meal with him. But Pesach night is the reason, he is called the Chfin Yeser Vizechel, and called the Tzrich Yeser Vizechel. Of course, Yeser Vizechel is a problem in a Pesach Nechel and Nuel. It's a question. Anyway, but this is especially, it might apply to the night of Pesach as a whole, or might apply to the Pesach exclusively. I would say it is the night of Pesach as an entity, that night of Pesach, one should invite, call the chin whoever is hungry, and call the tzrich whoever is in need, and this is a kiyum in Pesach. Zidokian Pesach is a separate kiyum. I mean, it is Pesach for two reasons. One reason is because Zidoki is a kiyum every yontef. Is every yontef a noble act which enhances the kiyum simcha? Yeah. Secondly, because of Pesach. Of Pesach itself. But the best proof is the institution from Moishchit. The institution of Moishchit. What's suddenly Moish Chitim? Why don't they have Moish Chitim before Shavuos, before Sukkot? Because Pesach is a separate Chiyuv Tzedakah. Matzah is Mechayev Tzedakah. Matzah is Mechayev Tzedakah. That's what called the Chfin Yosef Yivsach, called the Chfin Yeyse v'yechal, kol de tzrich lepesach, yeyse v'yipsach. Ma tzrich from chitim? The question of Moish chitim before Pesach, I mean about the reason behind that meaning, and all the old institution. The institution of Moish chitim is mentioned in Yerushalmi. As Besden chafing, Besden forces people or compels people to contribute to the fund which we use for purchasing the matzah for the poor. It's as old as the Knesset Yisrael is. What is actually the link, the common denominator in the matzah and in the tzedakah of Moish Chitim? Rabbi Siber is the question based on it. But I believe I have the answer. Now what does actually matzah, what does actually matzah mean, the meaning of matzah? In Rabban Gamliel's interpretation, what does it mean? Matzah shoneichim al shumo, as soon as he speak the tzeker shel avesia from the side of the hachmitz as he nigla le melach malach amloch na kodesh boruch hu ba'olam shnema vayifes abotzik ulis matzis higir shem Yitzrayim v'yochol smaneya v'gam matz gam mitzid al osmet. What is it? What does Rabbi Akiva, what does actually Rabban Gamliel tell us? I tell us, and it's very interesting. We don't care for tiny mitzvahs. We don't care for time and mitzvahs. We do mitzvahs because the Almighty told us to do. And we find in the performance, in the mitzvah performance, satisfaction without expecting any reward and so forth. So what did Ramel say? Matzah zu al shumo. And interesting is something else. The Rambam in the Nusach HaGodeh, the Nusach HaGodeh says Matzah zu shanechem al shumo, so says Tzekim Shalosein la'achmitz. Exactly, he copies our Nusche. In the Perek Ches, when he speaks about Rabban Gamliel, he says, "Umagbia umamatzo beyodei, v'umamatzo zushon eichlim, al shem shrei hispik b'tzeikom shalvesenu l'achmitz, ad shenigla leyem ha-kodesh boruchu, u'gola, miyad, shnema v'yefes ha-botzit." It's the same Nusche. Perek Zayin? Forever. There is a, I remember there is. Yeah, you will find on the map. Matzeh Hashem Shenigalu. So in one place he has Al Nuschei. Al Nuschei is Hashem Shlihi speak B'Tzeka Shalosein Al-Hachmet Hashem Nigalu Melech Malchem Lechem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golam. In Perek Zayin is a different Nuschei. Perek Zayin is Matzu Al Shem Shenigalu. I mean, so apparently when he says Al Shem Shenigalu, the Rambam, and he also says about Matzeh, Hashem Shlihi speak B'Tzeka Shalosein Al-Hachmet, apparently both definitions are identical. As Nigalu means that he speaks with Sekesh Ravisein of Achmetz. Because you know very well, if you have a, if there is a contradiction in the Rambam, and I hardly believe that Rambam forgot when he wrote Perek Ches, what he wrote about Matzah and Perek Zion. So it means that the Rambam saw no difference between the Nusra Al Shem Shenigalu and the Nusra and the text, he speaks with Sefer Shalav Yisrael Ahmitz. Otherwise, he couldn't accept two things of Matzah. So, a contrabam lilo, the statement about the reason for Matzah, and Morer and Pesach, is Midaraisa, it's Leyotze Yedeche Vose, with Pesach Matzah Morer. And what is so important, actually, I mean, whether the B'Tzeke Shalav Yisrael, I mean, had the time, I mean, to ferment or couldn't ferment, because Pharaoh suddenly, I mean, walked in and told him out, you cannot stay in Mitzrayim any longer, and the way, and they couldn't prepare anything. Is it so important that it had been perpetuated lederes? In the theory that every Pesach night we've got to eat matzah, it's so important the fact. What is important about matzah is because they couldn't let the dough ferment, and they had to take to carry matzah on their shoulders. In my opinion, what Rabbi Shimon ben Rabbi Gamliel wanted to say is that Gula, the real Gula, the genuine Gula, comes always suddenly, unexpectedly. Moreover, at a time when people are ready to give up hope, when a certain situation, historical situation, it keeps on deteriorating, and people pray, and people cry, and people beg, rachmin, and mercy, and you know, and there is no answer to their tefillahs. No answer at all. Silence. And the people are on the verge of yeush, of giving up, forgetting all promises and all predictions by Nevi'im. At that moment, when the crisis reaches its maximum, the crisis threatens actually, I mean, the very existence of the community, when people begin to give up, as I told you before, the Geula, the Melech HaMashiach comes, the Geula will come. Quite often, when the people are in accordance with, following their own limited and faulty reasoning, their own limited and faulty reasoning, and expect and give up hope, so then the Gula suddenly comes and takes them out of the land of affliction. This is exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. The people in Mitzrayim were the Jews in Mitzrayim spent many, many years. As a matter of fact, we don't know how many years they spent. It's very hard to understand the Chumash. Well, a long time, in the hundreds, anyway, in the hundreds. And the people did not care so much about the slavery. But you see when Moshe came, when Moshe came, they did not receive him enthusiastically. But something happened. After Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, when the Jews and Moshe's appearance before Pharaoh, it was almost disastrous as far as the consequences were concerned. The Dashibut became heavier and back-breaking. The Kved Yisrael, the prestige of the Jew sank down, and there was no respect, as a matter of fact. Pharaoh began simply to look upon the Jews with contempt. Meishe ve'aren l'chilun al l'suli v'sileseichem al l'seichem nirpimaten. It's not the way you speak to the person you respect. Nirpimaten nirpim. Nirpimaten nirpim. Afinim v'nilcho v'navdus shem l'chilun. He actually, Meishe's proposition, Meishe's suggestion to Pharaoh that he should let the people, give them a furlough for 3 days in order to worship God, was not rejected. It was ridiculed. People, the Jews, are lazy, and they look for all kinds of excuses in order to not to work. So now a new excuse to go into the Midbar and to worship, to take a bonus. It was, and all the hopes the Jews had, because there was at Savoy, there was a tradition carried from generation to generation, that a Gael will come, will say, Prophet Pokadeti Eschem, and if the Gael will pronounce the two words, Prophet Pokadeti Eschem, so this will prove that his mission is authentic. Moshe came, he said, Prophet Pekahet Eschem, nothing is new. Nothing is new. But this is the way the Gula works. And no one expects it. And everybody, is skeptical about it. And everybody laughs off the possibility of Gula. Is the Gula sometimes at midnight knocks on the door and the Gael is right there. And this is Matzah. Matzah means something unexpected. What is Matzah? Matzah is I stop the process of fermentation. This is Matzah. I don't let the particular dough exposed, I don't let it be exposed to the atmosphere. Yeah, it means it is short, the afi is short, it is paradoxical. It is not understandable. This is not. This is Gula. The Gula is the chiposin yotzosam in Yisrael. When you stop believing, suddenly the Gula knocked on your door. As long as the Jews prayed, and you see in Chumash, that Vayiva Yom Rab Meim, Vayom Esamach Mitzrayim, Vayochum Yisrael Min Aveda, Vayizoku Vatar Shavosim Elkim Min Aveda, is until the time of Pharaoh's death, so apparently the Jews did not pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. They didn't pray at all. They didn't care about the Shibur. Because many Jews led a good life, a physically good life, and were prosperous. They had no need. But when did it change? When did this situation change? When the old Pharaoh died. The very moment they died, there was a change of policy. And the government decided to oppress the Jews, to mobilize the Jews as a work as an army of workers, slaves. Then there is Zokul Vatar Shavosim Rukim in Aredet. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu did not answer. Yaralekim Vayedalekim. But the people in Mitzrayim had no knowledge. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the dialogue between HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Moshe Rabbeinu, they had no knowledge of this dialogue, the people in Mitzrayim. And at the time when the crisis reached its climax, and the Jewish people were almost on the verge of complete assimilation and disappearance complete. So Moshe came. And Moshe at the beginning was not successful, Moshe at the beginning. Very far from successful. Apparently they did not believe in the humanity. They did not, it's a different, it's a kasha, but apparently the Makkos did not convince them. The Rambam says that's exactly why they were not convinced. I mean, but anyway, but this is Geula. Reb Chaim Volozhin I said once, people think that when the Melech HaMashiach will come, there will be announcements before, and the whole world will change a day before the Melech HaMashiach will arrive. It's not correct, is it? And he used to give a moshel, he used to portray a very strange picture. I imagine he used to say, be as a Mashiach in the following manner. It's a Monday afternoon, a plain, ordinary Monday afternoon. Nothing extra happened. I mean, the sun is covered by clouds, it is raining. It's a bleak Sunday afternoon, and I sit down to prepare the shiur. So I had to say a very difficult shiur in Tam Kikar, the Reise, Lav Reise. And I sit down at my table and I begin to study. And my wife, the Rebbe, comes in and says, listen, Chaim, this time you will not let the soup burn. You will watch over the soup because I cannot. I cannot afford, to buy rice for every day for you. I mean, but imagine, but don't forget. And so Chaim Volozhin sits down, she leaves the house, she wanted to go shopping. Chaim Volozhin sat down, then I sit down, I take out the Gemara, put on my glasses, and I begin to look in her tastes. But suddenly, I felt there's something different in the air. it is something different. What it is, I can't say. What is it? Take a look, it's clear, it's not as dark as before. I mean, and the light is not the same light of a bright day, it's different. So I sit down, probably it's just a subjective impression, I'm wrong. And I sit down, but I cannot study. Something, and suddenly, I mean, I hear a noise from the yard coming into the house, the noise. So I go over to the window, I mean, I see Yossi de Schneider, I mean, running. And I call him over and say, Yossi, what is it? What happened? So I mean, you missed it. Moshiach had a recommend. This is the way. So suddenly, and suddenly the Rebbe comes in, all excited. Chaim, Chaim, and Mr. Vera Mensch. Moshiach is in the market square, I mean, surrounded by all the Shein Eden. And you are still in your house. And I'll tell her, give me my Shabbos kapote. I'll put on my Shabbos kapote, and I'll go out to receive the Melech HaMashiach, to pay homage to him. So she'll make his dance. Oh, Stochizger is not knepled up. The button was torn off, and I forgot to fix the kapote. So the question is whether he has a right to receive the Melech HaMashiach while he will be clothed in a kapote with two buttons, when three is the number which is required. And so Reb Chaim used to say, with a kapote with three buttons, not four buttons, I went to see the Melech HaMashiach. This is exactly what Gula is. And this is exactly what the Matzah tells us. So Reb Chaim Volozhin, he waited for the Melech HaMashiach Kol Yomo. Reb Chaim, as a matter of fact, this is true, that when he used to lie down in the afternoon sometimes to take a nap, he used to tell the people, if it's a real noise, we'll wake me up. Because it might mean the bias in Melech HaMashiach. But the very moment when the Melech HaMashiach came, he was late, and the kapot was not fixed. He was not ready for the Melech HaMashiach. And this is exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. When the Jews retired, the Jews did not expect the whole thing, the Gaiba Chatzai Salam, or the whole business. They did it because Moshe told them to do it, but they didn't understand. They did not expect it to be so swift, so quickly. It will happen. As Reb Chaim Volozhin did not suspect, he believed, but he did not suspect that Monday, bleak Monday, will be the Yom HaGula. And this is the greatness of Gula. Matze Zusha Neichlim Al Shumo. Not so much about because of the Makkes. It doesn't say Matze Zu symbolizes, the punishment which HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon the Mitzrayim, Makkes Pcheiros. We don't say Matzeh Zu al Shem Makkes Pcheiros, no. Matzeh Zu shel Neichlim al Shumo means what happened before. What is Matzeh? What is the exact definition of Matzeh? Means suddenly, unknowingly, unexpectedly, I didn't believe that the Gula will ever come. But in spite of my limited imagination and limited faith, the Gula came. Asher Yispil Bei Tzeker Shal Avisayinu Lahachmitz Ad Shenigli Aleihem Melech Malchei Amlochem HaKadosh Baruch Hu Golam. It doesn't say Yispil Bei Tzeker Shal Avisayinu Lahachmitz he did not expect Gilui Shchina, because the night of Pesach in Mitzrayim was the night of Gilui Shchina. Uvemeiro Godel Zu Gilui Shchina. No one expected. As a matter of fact, about Moshe Rabbeinu, or the only one who was ready to go was Moshe Rabbeinu. When at midnight the people got the order to leave Mitzrayim, there was no Moshe. They could have asked Moshe Rabbeinu. They didn't ask Moshe Rabbeinu. And that's why there was confusion. So he speaks with Tzechus and Achmes, Nilam, and Rebuch, and Rebuch, and Rebuch, and Rebuch, and Rebuch, and so the Medrash says, where was Moshe Rabbeinu? So now it says Moshe Rabbeinu was busy in searching, in a search. What did he search? Arene Shal Yisik. So it was not Moshe. On Meshkove Balelis, there was no Moshe. And the people were not expecting the Gula. And this means Chippos. What is Chippos? If you expect something and you figure out logically, the consequences, there's no Chippos. Chippos means somebody who has no plans, and suddenly was upon him a new burden was imposed upon him. And he didn't know what to do. That's exactly what happened to Mitzrayim. And this is Matzah. And this is the most important feature of Gulas Mitzrayim. Not only that, because Gulas Mitzrayim, the greatness of Gulas Mitzrayim consists not only in the fact that Avisenu were redeemed and from Me'avdus L'Cheirus, but this redemption and the revelation of the Almighty was a surprise to the Bnei Yisrael, as if they haven't, if they had no knowledge. And they did not expect this to happen. And this is exactly what the Rambam says, that before the Seder, before Lachna, בבילו יוצר אבסנו מצרים. וזה בילו יש באולו, באולו, בייזה היי, למד היי, באולו. באולו means fright, which is caused, motivated by disorderliness and confusion. When man is confused, he gets frightened. He may lose it. This is Be'ola. This is interesting. Rabbi Gamliel said, it's very strange, Rabbi Gamliel said that three things you have to explain Pesach night. Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. Three! Correct? Kol Mishlom, Ashtay Shlom, Pesach, Liyotzeh Dechavoseh, Leileh, in Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. We shifted only one to the end, to the beginning of the Agadah. Neither Pesach, he should have said, Pesach she'aviseinu eichlim, I mean, Be'ilu or whatever, they could have said something on Pesach. No, Pesach they did not shorten. Pesach did it, Pesach, when we come in the Agadah, when in the course of the recital of the Agadah, we come to Rabban Gamliel, after we get through with the Rami Evidovi, if you know the structure of the Agadah, after you get through with Aram Evidovi, the whole parsha, so you start Rabban Gamliel, then you start Kalmanis Tevis, but then the Agoda itself, we start with Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel, I mean, addressed the words to three mitzvahs, to Pesach, Matzah, and Moriah. So if the Baal Agoda had found it necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel's words, because Bibelulo, Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, Yotz Aviseinu Mimitzrayim, is actually represents what? Rabban Gamliel's longer definition, namely, Ashlishvik Mitzikon Sin Lachman, Yemachakos Boch, Golom, Yemachakos Boch, Yemachakos Boch, Yemachakos Boch, Yemachakos Boch, this was a long definition by Rabban Gamliel. Here we have a definition of Matzah, the same as Rabban Gamliel. There's not one word missing. In the Bibliu Yotzah, Aviseinu Mitzrayim. So it means it was necessary to move up the Rabban Gamliel's definition to the beginning of the Agadah, to the very introduction into the Agadah. Yeah. So this is the case, why didn't they do it to Pesach as well as to Moriah? So apparently, better than about Matzah, but Pesach and Moriah, we say Pesach and Moriah, but not at the beginning of the Seder. Pesach Moriah, we say in the last part of the Seder, when we get to Rabban Gamliel. Why the discrimination? Why discriminate? Is apparently, I believe that the Netziv, he doesn't ask this question, but the Netziv in his Pirush and the Agadah in Imrei Shofar. By the way, it's a good parish. He has novel ideas, but you should be careful with it. But so says something which Al Pi Halacha I wouldn't have said it, but since the Netziv says it, and the fact that the Rabbi Gamliel's definition, only out of the three definitions of the mitzvah salayla by Rabbi Gamliel, only one has moved up to the beginning of the Agadah, would confirm the Netziv's idea. I mean, it is almost imaginative. It's imagination. But he speaks about a concept, but he doesn't explain it. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? It would have never occurred to me to ask this question. What is a central mitzvah? Mitzvah is a mitzvah. A central mitzvah. No, but the Netziv asked this question. What is the central mitzvah Pesach night? What is it? So he says, Bizman abayis da Pesach. Makes sense. Anyway, whether the kasha is justified or not, the question, I don't know. But the answers make sense. Bizman abayis, he said, the Pesach? No, of course I mean. The best proof is that it's called Chag HaPesach. Return to the Yom Tov was identified and merged with the Korban Pesach. As a matter of fact, when the Torah speaks, it's speaks about the Yom Tov, he says, Vien Ba'avosa Pesach Hashem. Lach HaChum, there was no Pesach, so the role which Pesach played, who was shifted and turned over to Matzah. Now is the special uniqueness of Leil Chag HaPesach comes to expression in Matzah, not in Pesach. Not in Pesach. Matter of fact, I wanted to try what he said, I wanted to understand it in halachic terms. And I believe that I have an answer, halachically, exactly to understand what he meant. But the matzah is now the main mitzvah. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah Pesach. It's very simple. There's no mitzvah Pesach. There'll be some English is for, there's a ruin, there's no mitzvah Pesach. Moreya, to declare Moreya, the mitzvah, as the central mitzvah, it's difficult in general, but Moreya, it's mit Rabbanon, not mit Reise. So Moreya is no mitzvah. So the only mitzvah the Reise, which is saved from the Churban, is Matz. Well, Matz is when I said the Reise, Matz is when I said the Reise, Moreya the Rabbanon. No, hence, of course, the Sipritis Mitzrayim is Midaraisa, Sipritis Mitzrayim. But in general, Matzah, according to the Nitziv, Matzah is not only a mitzvah Achilles Matzah, a Pesach. It's more than that. Matzah represents Pesach. Represents, reflects the beauty of Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is the main mitzvah. It is the main mitzvah. And the whole Achmanyo, why was it necessary to take Matzah and say, whole Achmanyo, the whole Avasan of the Arad Mitzrayim? It's because that's what I say. Every Pesach. As now is the mitzvah, the central mitzvah, the guiding mitzvah, is Matzah. And I set up Matzah as the guiding mitzvah by saying Olach Ma'an Yodachol HaVeson HaBar HaDe Mitzrayim Kol Lefin Yechel V'Yedin Yisav Yechel and so forth, by repeating Rabban Gamliel's definition. In short, the definition of Rabban Gamliel is said at the very outset, at the very beginning of the Agode, in order to make Matzah the role of Matzah understandable, namely that Matzah is the central mitzvah of Seder. I see that you don't understand what actually the Netziv wants to say. As a matter of fact, I don't understand it either. But I believe that I picked up this thread. There is a very strange and the Netziv advances a very strange theory. As a matter of fact, had it been just by the Netziv, even though he was a Lozhna Rosh Yeshiva for so many years, was like Deva Ador, I would have ignored it completely. It's not the way I was trained. Anyway. However, I found it in Mordechai. Mordechai says it in the name of the Ram Rutenberg. The Ram Rutenberg, mit Mordechai, mit Netziv, you cannot just throw them out of the house. So you have to pay attention. They came up, I saw the Teretz is a maskilisha, but they came up with a very strange theory. The Mordechai quotes it in the name of the Maram Rutenberg, very simple. Maram Rutenberg is Chachmi Ashkenaz. They say that the Zman HaMikdosh, the Seder was like that. They used to eat first and say that got the next. Because we have many kashes, which will be erased with the stroke of a pen, if you accept this, concept or theory. If you accept this theory, we ask Tate, a friend of your kashes, how do you know Shigetina? How do you know that you are going to dip twice? Well, perhaps we'll dip five times. Alala Zekulik, who am I? I don't know, perhaps we'll eat chametz later. The son questions the father about things which the son did not witness. It's too soon, too early in the evening to witness it. And the guy, and I don't know any teretz over there. So the teretz is melam the moitz, all right? You teach him, okay. All right. But otherwise there's no answer. So the Marama Gutenberg says, Marama Gutenberg. This is because Lacha Chum Abayis has all changed the order. First, Lacha Chum Abayis is first Agode, and after you get through with the Agode, you get from Pesach or Matzah. This is Bizman Hazeh, this is our Seder. But Bizman, Beis HaMikdash HaYakayon, they used to say Kiddush, wash their hands, and say Al Mechilas Yadayim, and say Ameitz Lechem Min Haaretz, and eat, not B'teres Mitzvah, but B'teres Reshus, as well as time. B'teres Reshus, that's what I'm quoting the Maram Rudmah. B'teres Reshus, and after they got through with the eating, they used to bench. The course from Birkas HaMozon is that in our Seder is the third, is Bizman HaMikdash was the second, and then they used to bench, at the end of the second course, they used to eat matzah. They eat matzah and Pesach and all the delicacies. You see. Of course, all kashas are wiped off. As if you use the wet cloth. It's wiped off. It's like the surface becomes clear. There's no problem anymore. The kashas from Ben are wonderful. They are in place. And because they did like that. Mishechor HaVeis HaMikdash. So they the Chachmei HaMishneh rearranged the Seder. And the matzah was placed batover in December. The matzah, now it begins to make sense. The matzah was placed in December. And the Pesach, I mean, lost its prominence, so to say. So how was the Seder, how did the Seder change? By saying at the beginning, does the Seder change? By saying at the very beginning, by making the declaration at the very beginning, that the Beholu Yotzu Aveseinu Mimetzroim, or Yotzonu Mimetzroim. And this is symbolized by Matzah. And this is the most characteristic feature of Gulas Mitzrayim, the Bechipozim. And this is reflected by Matzah, the idea of Afrikozi. Is in Mele, we are reversing the order, and Matzah will come first, and Pesach will come at the end of the Afachilas Matzah. Matzah will come first, and Matzah becomes the animal of Dvorim Harvey. Animal of Dvorim Harvey. Why actually didn't we arrange it? Why didn't the Mishnah arrange it the way Donetziv and Mordechai suggest? Why? What's wrong? Right. The answer is because the matzah would lack one quality, namely lechem she'animal of Dvorim Harvey. According to the Seder, they practiced according to the sequence of the Bayis Sheni, the Beis HaMikdash, so you could not say the Agode first and the Matzah next, because the Matzah has got to be exposed on the table during the recital of the Agoda. Lechemeini, lechem sheinim olav dvorim harve. What do we do in the Tao Seder? We take the matzah, then we send the matzah away for 5 minutes, and there's a kiras hashulchan in the four kashas, and then the very moment we begin to say Agodim Ayinu, we bring the matzah on the table. Doesn't Ramos say the matzah is yiyu megulim, calls mana miras agode? The only time when we cover the matzah is when we pick up the kos. Bisham the Ravisenu, Ashagolonu, Halev. But as long as there is no special duty of a Romes HaKos, of picking up the kos, so the matzah is on the table. Because the kazai is as a loche, a matzah has got to tell us Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Not only I tell my friend Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the matzah tells us Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. Is the way if the Abraham Rudenberg is right, and this was actually, this happened during my Sheni, that the matzah, the meal preceded the Agode, so and we ate matzah, and they ate matzah when? Before the Agode, but anyway, before the Agode. He's not a lechem sheinim olav dvorim harve. He's not a lechem sheinim olav dvorim harve. That's why we introduced that the matzah, the Agode should be recited first, and because the Agode is recited first, we have the opportunity to, let's say, to expose the matzah to the Sipur Agode, and when we eat the matzah, al achilas matzah, is the matzah which we consume, is what kind of a matzah is it? Lechem sheinim olav dvorim harve. And that's what bothers me. I don't know how the meal works it out, I don't know, but this is not important now, whether I understand it or not. Is there the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, the Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, is a proclamation that matzah is Be'ilu Yotzonu Mimitzrayim, on the contrary, that now the Seder is different. It is not Agode and then Achille, but it is Achille and then Agode. No. The Seder is different, and now it is Agode plus Agode followed by Achille, correct? Agode followed by Achille. Why? Because why is Agode followed by Achille? Why not Achille before the Agode? Because the matzah must be Alechem Sheinim Olav Dvorim Harve. And without having the matzah ready for Sipur Yetzias, for the matzah ready, I mean, we cannot eat the matzah. So when I say Bibiilu Yotza V'Seinu Mitzrayim, what I mean to say is, and this is the matzah. This is I interpret Rabban Gamliel. What do I say? The matzah, this man should be something to show you Kayam. Man should be show you Kayam when they actually ate the Pesach and the matzah before the Agode, they missed, what did they miss? They missed them Lechem Sheinim Olav Dvorim Harve. Dvorim Harve. So nowadays, I'll be saying that the Mishnah appeals to say so. That the matzah, that you say Agode first, the matzah next, even though you don't have a black and white, that this is exactly what you should do. But the way we study the Mishnah is the impression you get is that first the Agode, Keisheni, Keishlishi. Keisheni, we cannot ben share. Keisheni, we cannot ben share. So what happens, we cannot ben share? Means then you go on with the Agode, or cannot ben share. What kind of cannot ben share? This is the problem. Anyway, the matzah, so bizman habayis, so the matzah and the pesach were consumed after the agode, before the agode, before the agode. And then when the agode started to say the agode, he had no matzah, nor did he have pesach. I mean to eat, which the agode should be. We should address itself to them. Yeah. But when the Lach HaChurban HaMikdash, when the matzah was was the sequence was changed. So what was the reason for changing? The reason was because matzah has got to be lechem sheinim rav dvorim hare. The matzah must be exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. This is still exposed. As a matter, the matzah cannot be exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim unless I say that I got it first and I feel it next. Now how do you? So you have to say that the matzah Sipur. So that's how we start. We start with Biilu Yotza V'Seinu Meretz Mitzrayim. It means this is the Chiyuv Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is limited to the matzah, and since matzah is a separate kiyum from matzah from lechem she'inim or dvorim harvei, so we cannot eat and postpone the agoda until after the meal, but you have to say the agoda immediately. You cannot eat and postpone the agoda until he gets through with the meal, but he has got to eat immediately. He has got to just a minute. He cannot eat since mat. What halacha is she'enim olav dvorim harbe means simply that the matzah is a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And when I say the agoda, the matzah should be al shulchan, in order the matzah should be called lechem she'enim olav dvorim harbe. Is in Zman Abayis they did not. There was no kpeide. They didn't consider it necessary that the matzah be a source of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. So there is no need for the matzah to be misaper Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Gadol should tell the story of Mitzrayim. Yeah. However, lachachum. So they realized they changed their mind, and they introduced first the agode, and then the achille. His matzah is Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. His subject is exposed to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim because you have the matzah al hashulchan. During the time you say the agode. So this act of exposing the matzah to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim after Kiddush. And after Kiddush, the way the Netziv says, after Kiddush is the Mechayev is Achille. The Mechayev after Kiddush, all of his Kiddush leads to Achille. If there's no Achille, no Suda, there's no Kiddush. And Kiddush, all of them came Suda, I don't have to tell you this part. In Pesach night, the same aloha applies to Pesach night as well. The Kiddush must precede the Suda, and the Suda follows immediately the Kiddush. What is the idea? And that's exactly what according to the Mordechai, the Anshei Yerushalayim used to do. Pesach night, they used to say Kiddush, and right after the Kiddush, they used to not recite, on the contrary, have the Suda. This is the way they did every Yom Tov and every Shabbos, the Suda. When Lachachum, when after the Kiddush, the Suda did not follow up the Kiddush, but the Agode followed the Kiddush, so there was need for an explanation. Why? Why should this night be different from all nights by eating, by postponing the Suda until after the Agode? Why? Because the Matzah is an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. And if the Suda follows the Kiddush, so the Matzah has no chance to be an instrument of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, because the matzah is eaten up before he gets to Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim. The Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is at the end. So what is the reason? That is the reason that the matzah, that Agode is said the way we do. It means immediately after the Suda, and the Suda comes next to the Agode. Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, this is exactly what is the Babilu Yotzar said. Before they started, now, for instance, we make Kiddush. To make Kiddush should be Kaddish, Ve'achil. Kiddush and Suda are one Mechayev. It's one concept, one idea, Kiddush and Suda. The Rashbam speaks about it in our Pesachim. It's one idea, it's one concept, it's one duty. Kiddush and Suda, Shabbos. So why is Pesach different? Because Pesach, the idea of Kiddush and Suda, collide with another idea. Which idea? from Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim at the part of the matzah, lechem sheinu lazor mehavi. So you need the agoda, you cannot eat immediately, but you need the agoda for the matzah. So I say that there is kiyum agoda. So what do? I proclaim aloud that this matzah is a part of the Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, and therefore we have got to start with the agoda immediately. It means it is. Achol Avesono Be'ar Mitzrayim means what? Means that the matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, or the Be'ilu Yotzanu Mitzrayim. The matzah tells us the story of Yetzias Mitzrayim. What is the story? The story is a story of the Chepozen. Hence, let us continue with the Agode, with the entire Agode. When Avode Meyinin Lefarim Meyinin. This may introducing the matzah as the central mitzvah that the whole Seder from Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim revolves about which the whole Seder revolves, this singling out of the matzah, that this is the main idea. And the matzah has got to be a part of the Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, an instrument of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. This idea was expressed in the Bibiilu Yotze Aviseinu Mitzrayim, or the whole Achmanya, the whole Avesono. It means that the mitzvah's matzah is, it should be exposed on the table during Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. Hence, we postpone the Sude and we go on with the Agoda. This is the way that this is the way the Nitziv interprets. His matzah is a separate halacha. The Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Pesach, where you don't say Pesach Sheinim Olav Dvorim Harve. The Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is not through Morer, where you don't say Morer Sheinim Olav Dvorim Harve. Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim is an instrument of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. It is one thing, namely what? Matzah. And so he introduced the matzah into the past to the Seder immediately, right after Kiddush. Because if you postpone to introduce the matzah right after Kiddush, so the aloche as in Kiddush came Sude means, as after Kiddush, Sude, Kiddush must follow by Sude, will come in, will force us to say instead of the Agode, in the Agode, in Sude. Because if you don't say Olach Ma'anya, when you don't say Bibil Yotzar Sen Mitzrayim, you said Kiddush. Shechayonu v'kimonu v'gonu v'zman hazeh amavnu v'kiddush l'cheil this yontef, bang, Baruch Hashem. Alright, next, what is next? Just a moment. What next? Next is Sude. Ein Kishlum Kim Sude does not mean he shouldn't walk away. It means that Aloha Dakim Sude and the same Kiddush is a one Kiyum. His next is Sude. Fine? Next is Sude. So I start Sude. But this is not our minute. We don't start the Sude. We are about to start our brother. So we've got to explain to the people, the guests invited. Why say the brother? Why not eat the meal, I mean, ain't Kiddush Olam Kim Sude. The Rashbam is a posuk for Rosh Hashanah, this Hashem Mechubot, as the Kiddush is only where if the Sude is consumed, if the Sude is not consumed, immediately there is no Kiddush. Okay, so why should we change? The answer is we change because in order to have the matzah later as exposed to Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, because matzah is a key in matzah that are two kiyumim. Akin from Achilles Matzah, from Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. And in order to save the role of the Matzah as a source of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim, I have to start with the Agoda and not with the Sude after Kiddush. That's what we say right away. After Kiddush. This is the Matzah, and this Matzah is a source of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. This Matzah is the instrument of Sifrei Yetzias Mitzrayim. She tells you the whole story of Shibud and Gula. Because the matzah is the symbol of Gilui Shechina, Hachinigleim Amelat, Hakadosh Baruch Hu Golom. ויפס המס הרציר ממצרים, ודרפור הוא יעבלו כדי הלוכה, יעברו להלוכה, להקריא שום כן סודה, in order to be able to observe the Sefer Yetzias Mitzrayim Kilchoso, namely to have the matzah on the table while the Agodah will be recited, and the Achille from the Suda, which is so important for Kiddush, will be postponed, willy-nilly must be postponed until after the Agodah. And this is the whole Achmo'anya, the matzah is singled out because of the matzahs, of the role of the matzah, as Lechem Shenel or Dvorim Harvey, the Seder was changed. Namely, that instead of Kiddush became Sudeh, to combine Kiddush with Sudeh, we postponed the Sudeh until later, and we recite the Agodah while the Matzah is exposed. You want to take it? Take it. Not I wouldn't fear, I wouldn't spend a sleepless night. But as a matter of fact, I knew of the trouble is. I knew of this theory, and I did not pay attention to it. Pay attention to it. Why, I don't know. I didn't feel that this theory is genuine. I don't know. Then I came across the Imre Shoter, Rabbi Shalev. No, Rabbi Shalev was 60 years, or she in Valozhin, and the great Nitzi says it. In Imre Shoter, take that God Imre Shoter. You can find it for Nana, it's very cheap in store. You know why? Because people don't know the value of it. It's excellent. It's excellent. He when it comes to the Baracha, the Yad Netuya Shtayim, the Mirabodim Shtayim, the Zreya Shtayim, the Mesa Makas, is wonderful. You take it and say, to take a Agodah and look up. And he says, this is just a friendly advice. I have no share in it. In the publication, I also but I still, I didn't like. I felt like that there is some element of masculism in the answer. So I felt it. So I didn't pay attention. But then the unbelievable, the impossible happened. I opened up the Mordechai says, in the name of Rabbeinu Meir, so Maram Rutenberg. The Allah. But the Allah answers all kashes, and the whole Achmanya is good. But according to that Allah, the Matzah has a single, a unique position. And I have to introduce them at the end. I imagine, as I told you before, it's not okay. I'm not playing comedy. I'm not a comedian. But I invited guests for the Seder. I did the guest amaratsu. They don't know about the Seder. They didn't attend any schools about the Seder. Or any sessions in the temple about the Seder. Played amaratsu. We came. I told them, Yom Tov, Kiddush, you know. Come the Kiddush came, I said, Kiddush, no, I mean, they are ready for the Sudeh. And I'm not ready for the Sudeh. So they begin to ask me, well, why not? I mean, what do you mean, Kiddush without the Sudeh? After all, Kiddush and Sudeh for you is one unit. You're one entity. What do you mean, Kiddush became Sudeh? This Kiddush became Sudeh, no doubt about it. So he said, no, I can't. It's different. Why it's different? What shall I show him? I had to go over to the Agodah, what not the Agodah said. You see, was the Agodah says here?